unreservedly expressed its condemnation of Hamas's attack and actions and retreated Israel's right to exist and defend itself. The statement further called on Hamas to withdraw its militants from southern Israel and urged the government of Israel to also exercise restraints in its response to Hamas's attack. The African Union, on its part, issued a communique in which the chairperson called on both parties to put an end to the hostilities and return to the negotiation table to implement the principle of the two-state solution. Mr. Speaker, let me conclude by indicating that although the disastrous nature of the conflict has raised so many concerns about the welfare of Ghanaians in Israel, our mission in Tel Aviv has reported that no Ghanaian has been caught up in the attacks and the Ghanaian community is safe. As of now, the issue of evacuation of our nationals from Israel has not been raised. In addition, our mission is in close contact with the leaders of the Ghanaian community and is providing the ministry with the updates on their welfare. And we provide the general public with updates pertaining to the welfare of Ghanaians in Israel. With that being said, Mr. Speaker, I'll thank you once again and I'll thank honorable members for the kind attention.